Welcome to Lanyap, a feature about people, events, and issues on KEDM. I'm Corey Crow, joined today by Tom McCandlish, Membership Director of the West Monroe, West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Tom. How are you?
I've been doing great. Thanks for having us.
I'm glad you're with us today, and something very special coming up in West Monroe, the Brown Bag Series.
Yes, this is a Brown Bag concert series that has we started with the City of West Monroe and the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council about 3 years ago. And in fact, this is this September marks the end of our third year in this concert series. And there will be Brown Bag concerts in West Monroe at the Pavilion at Farmers at the Pavilion at 7th Square every Wednesday of this month, including a bonus concert at the end of the month on the Friday, which will be a Celtic Fest kickoff concert. So,
now, what's the idea behind a Brown Bag concert?
Well, you know, we feel like we are bound and have a responsibility to support the arts in Ouachita Parish and in Louisiana. And, you know, Courtney Hornsby and I had a talk with Doug Seeger, with the City of West Monroe a few years back, and Doug had this idea, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. And so we just kind of put our heads together and partnered with some good sponsors. And, you know, I have a fairly good pulse on the finger on the pulse of the music scene in this area. So we began to find artists to do these concerts and put it together and got some good sponsors. And here we are 3 years later. So.
Well, it's a fun concept, and I guess you come out, the brown bag part, I'm supposed to bring my lunch.
Exactly.
Which I didn't bring a bag, I have a lunch box today, but you come out, you bring your lunch, and you enjoy some great music.
That is the concept, and we try to have a very diverse selection of our diverse types of music every Wednesday, so one of our big sponsors is Nuke's Eatery of West Monroe, and they provide a $5 brown bag lunch. If you don't want to bring your own, you can come out there, and for $5 you can get a half a sandwich, which is huge if you've ever been to Nuke's, and a bag of chips and a brownie. So that's a good deal. We also will have Castor and Chicory will be out there for the first time today, and that will be at noon at the Pavilion at 7th Square in West Monroe starting today.
All right, so let me back up for a second. You said the Pavilion at 7th Square, mm-hmm. and I know you guys named this thing a little while ago, but tell me where the Pavilion at 7th Square is.
Well, years ago, the City of West Monroe built this bandstand back there, and it went unused, literally, for years. And then they kind of refurbished it, and Doug had the idea, hey, that'd be a great place to have a Brown Bag concert. Well, it literally sits right in the shadow of the water tower off North 7th in West Monroe. And there's always a great little cross breeze coming through there, so it's always very pleasant. We've averaged over 100 attendees per concert just about since we started the show.
Who is going to be playing at the Brown Bag concert?
Well, today we start with Bradley Bridges. This is Bradley's second time to come and play for us. Bradley is a native son of West Monroe and actually a singer-songwriter, writes his own material. And he does, you know, songs of faith, Christian material. Great guitar player, great singer. So he'll be a great show to come out for. On September the 14th, we have Carlos Tenorio, who actually, I believe, is on faculty here at the university.
He was a great guitar player.
Oh, he's a fantastic classical-style guitarist and does flamenco and several other kinds of styles.
He played at our KEDM annual meeting just a few weeks ago,
exactly.
And everybody loved him.
He is a virtuoso player. And anybody around here that plays guitar knows pretty much who Carlos is. On September the 21st, Tommy Fields and the Buddy Bryant duo, they do everything from Allman Brothers to Incubus. So they do a wide range of material. And then on September the 28th, a little piece of the Louisiana Soul Revival, Dan Sumner and Doug Duffy are going to come and do a duo show for us. So if you've ever seen the Louisiana Soul Revival play, these guys really know how to throw down. And then, of course, the bonus concert is Emerald Accent, which is traditional Irish music to be done on Friday, September the 30th, and that will be the kickoff to Celtic Fest.
So this is the Brown Bag Artist Series.
Correct.
All September long. It's Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Under the water tower.
Right.
Tell me, why does the West Monroe, West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce get involved in a music series?
We feel that supporting the arts and being involved in the arts helps to enhance the quality of life in West Monroe and West Ouachita Parish. Part of a chamber's responsibilities are not only to provide a networking system for their membership, but to also help the community improve its quality of life, which improves everyone's overall ability to do business in the community, and it creates a great morale in the community. So that's our reason for being part of this series and being part of its inception. And, you know, as we're doing today, supporting public radio, you know, the West Monroe Chamber also believes in that endeavor and supporting the arts from every angle.
Well, it sounds like a great time can be had to come out and enjoy the music. Again, who is playing today?
Today is Bradley Bridges. He's a singer-songwriter. You really enjoy his music. The concert is free. So if you wanted to bring a brown bag lunch, we have free tea and lemonade provided by Nukes. So come out and enjoy your lunch hour and have a good time.
And is this straight up 12 noon?
Straight up 12 noon.
All right. That's Tom McCandlish of the West Monroe, West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce. You've been listening to Lanyap. For this and other Lanyaps, visit our website at kedm.org.